96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. A lot of women want to run the world of business, and they want it to be financially successful. But how do they get to that point with so many obstacles, real and imagined? Well, tonight, we're talking about making a breakthrough for women in business that will take them not just to another level, but to the highest level. My guest is business mentor and author of the book, Black Woman Millionaire, A Revolutionary Act That Defies the Impossible. In studio with me tonight, Dr. Venus Opal Reese.
Yay for you.
And she can dance, too, because we saw that. If you have a question or a comment for Dr. Venus, you can give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Venus, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
It is an honor to be here, Harold.
Well, Thank you so much. It's good to meet you. Talk to me about healing your way to seven figures. What does that mean?
Well, it's a complex notion, but I'm gonna make it plain in as brief of space I can. I believe that we talk about marching for change, but we don't deal with our money. And what I mean by that is, historically, because the black female body was sold, our relationship to money is ruined. Not money itself, but our relationship to it. And because of that, we actually operate on top of disappointment, disrespect, outrage, betrayals. And we don't realize that those feelings, those wounds are ruining our wealth.
How so? Explain that to me.
Okay, great. So the way that I walk it out is I look at my own life. I used to live on the streets, eat out of trash cans, and sleep in urine and beer. I was born into a situation. It wasn't by choice. And because I was born into a history of hurts that got acted out on my mama's body, the absence of my father, all that kind of stuff, I ended up internalizing what I thought was my fault or what I put myself to blame for. And because of that, my performance, my actions are a match for who I am for myself. So if I think I'm a piece of trash, then I'm not going to ask for the raise. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to ask for the client because in my own understanding of self, I don't see myself as someone who can have that. So if you don't heal your sense of self, that is a historical wound, you will have money leaks because money is actually energy. It's not the paper we touch. It's not the coin. It's not the cow we share or the cow. It actually is an energetic exchange. If you think about the institution of slavery, it was our physical bodies that produced the labor, the energy to fund the American dream. So energy is currency, whether it's electricity or water. Money is not something you can actually touch. It's an energetic exchange. So if it's an energetic exchange, then there has to be some kind of conduit in order for it to manifest in your bank account. I say that conduit is your heart. I say that as long as your heart is congested with resentment, regret, with guilt, with all of the lower vibrations, you will always be a slave.
You were raised in one of the toughest communities in Baltimore. How did you come to this realization? How did you get to the point where you went from where you were, as you just described, to two master's degrees, a PhD, and an attitude that was not common to the community in which you were raised?
It's a great question. I don't think there's two things. One is I don't think I ever left the streets. I don't have it as a bad thing. And because I still have wounds. I don't think you survive the hurts, but I do think you can have them work for you and not have them be a problem. I think my success is a matter of grace. I don't think it's mine. I think it belongs to the people who loved me when I couldn't love myself. I'm a product of a lot of people's love, a lot of people's vision and sacrifice. And I think that people think I did something special. But in my worldview, I think that it was other people's love that gave me the opportunity to see something different. So when I was... Do you know where Patterson Park, Patterson and Monument are? Okay, yeah. The intersection, that was my street corner, right? Mm-hmm. And that and was it was a cold time, and I was sleeping outside. And I knew where to sleep, and I because I knew what kind of trash cans I can go through to get the kind of food I could eat that wasn't too...
Unhealthy.
Nicely put. Thank you very much. And I prayed. And the prayer was, God, please help me. Because I thought there had to be something more to life than this, but I didn't know anything but this. And it wasn't a problem for me because it was normal. Well, I went to school the next day smelling like urine and beer because I had slept. That's what had happened the night before. And I only went to school to eat. I went because they had food there. They had breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. And I went to school. I smelled and I didn't look well kept. And all the other teachers, they pretended they didn't notice. And to be fair, I don't think they knew what to do with me. You know, I'm like, what do you do with, you know, a kid who comes in looking not kept? Mm-hmm. And the other students said bad things. We call it bullying now. Back then, we called it teasing. Mm-hmm. And Miss Francis was the only person in the school who took time with me. Mm-hmm. She sat me in the back of her classroom. And she said, she said, Venus, come here, sat down. And she told everybody who came to her room, if you say anything to Venus, you're going to get a zero. And it was the first time in my life I felt protected. And so after school, she said, do you want something to eat? I didn't talk, just nodded. She let me get in her car. She took me to McDonald's. I had a fish fillet. I had Sprite. And I had fries. And this was like luxury for me. I'm like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And so she asked me, where do you live? And I stopped chewing. Because... Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell. I had no answer, and I didn't want to get mama in trouble. I didn't want to make a problem, which is part of the cycle, right? And so she said, "Well, what part of town can I drop you off at?" And that was so compassionate. I didn't have to out myself. I didn't have to get in trouble. I didn't have to get a beat down. And so she dropped me off, and then she said, "Come back tomorrow. I'll have something for you." And I came back the next day, and in the chair where I had sat the day before was a bag. Mm-hmm. And in the bag was underwear, deodorant, toothbrush. And so I stayed after school and she fed me and I went on for months.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking to Dr. Venus Opal Reese, business mentor and author of Black Woman Millionaire, a Revolutionary Act That Defies the Impossible. We're talking about how Black women in business for themselves can healed their way to a seven-figure business. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. A lot of women, people, obviously, have difficult upbringings. Mm-hmm. How did that translate into $1 million and more for you? How did you monetize this experience?
Okay. It's a beautiful question. The way that I monetized the experience of coming up hard, if you will, is I believe everybody has what I call a $1 million moneymaker. And a lot of times we think our $1 million moneymaker is our credentials, our charisma, our looks, our connections. But it's not. Your $1 million moneymaker is not located in your brain. Is located in your pain, where life broke your heart. So when mama put me out and I took to the streets, one of the things I got really good at is hearing what people are not saying. Everybody lies on the streets. Right? So you have to discern real quick who's for you, who's against you, read people, be able to just kind of think on your feet, if you will. And I got very masterful at being able to hear what you're not saying, speak directly to what you want, okay, and put language on it so that I had somebody to watch out for me, to have my back, someone who could protect, like those type of things, right? That ability, that capacity, if you will, that specific capacity is the same thing I do with my clients. So when I'm sitting with a client, I can hear, based in their pain story, what people will buy from you. And then I wrap language around it so that only the people that would have a heart connection with you through that lived experience even hear you. It's like dog whistle positioning questions. Like, no one's going to hear it if they don't identify with it. But it's like when you have someone who's talking to, there was this episode on Scandal, and they had this thing called dog whistle positioning politics. Same difference. People ain't going to hear it if it doesn't hit their heart the right way. But when you get right into the pain of where life knocked you to your knees and you got back up with less enthusiasm, you got up safe, you got up nervous and small, you back down from life. Well, there are people who will pay only you top dollar to show them and teach them how to overcome or, in a lot of ways, leverage that pain.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I'm talking to Dr. Venus Opal Reese. We're talking about healing your way to a seven-figure business. Let's go to Carol. Carol, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Carol. What's on your mind?
Hi. I really don't have a question, but I do have a comment.
Go ahead.
My comment was, Dr. Venus is spot on when she's talking about the vibration and energy that you bring and that you put toward money. And really towards anything, any goal, anything that you're trying to get to. And what she's providing us is a jewel. And she's dropping like nuggets when she's talking about those vibrations and things that you can get from that. And I just want to encourage people because even my own story, I'm not going to go into it, but I just know when I change my mind and how I look at things and especially money, my whole world changed.
Okay.
So I just wanted to say, Dr. Venus, you're right on, and I'm listening to you guys, and thank you for letting me chime in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Carol. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Phyllis, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Phyllis. What's on your mind?
Well, excuse me. First off, Dr. Reed, I listen to a lot of talk shows. And I've got to tell you, I'm so impressed with what you're saying and the way you're delivering it. And so my question to you, actually, you're special. I can tell that. There's something very
don't make me cry,
unique and
Ms.
special
Phyllis.
About you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, thank you. I was just saying thank you.
Yeah. So to what degree did your own spirituality play a role in terms of your being able to achieve your success?
That is a real question. I have always walked with God, or better yet, I think God has always walked with me. I think that that's a big deal for me. And I feel like I'm doing God's work. I think I'm trying to make God proud with my life. Because I think that my life is a gift that a lot of people didn't get to have. So everything comes from spirit. So you're spot on. Yeah, I'm a God girl. I'm very woo-woo.
Phyllis, thank you so much for your phone call. Before I go to a break, we want to remind people that we are going to be taking more of your phone calls after 7:30, and you can have an opportunity to talk to Dr. Venus. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. But you're actually having an event during the course of this weekend.
Yes.
In Baltimore.
Yes,
real
I am.
Quick, tell me about it.
It's the 1-2 punch. The book teaches you how to heal. The Black Woman Millionaire Tour stop, it teaches you the strategies of what I use to go to seven figures in less than 3 years. We've done more than 4 million in the last five, and we're on track to double that. We don't have any loans. We don't have any angel investors. We're not a minority-owned business, and we're not certified. It's a cash-based business. So if you're interested in learning how to bring in cash from what you know instead of what you do, you need to get in the room.
Well, if you want more information about this event, what day is it and what time
tomorrow.
Is it?
It's going to be tomorrow.
What time?
The book sign is from 11 to 12, and we'll start at 1 o'clock from 1 to 5, downtown Inner Harbor Marriott.
Okay. If you want more information, you can find it online at theblackwomanmillionaire.com/tour. It's theblackwomanmillionaire.com/tour. And as always, I'll make sure that information is posted on our website, whur.com, along with a picture of Dr. Venus. But we're going to continue to have this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our conversation about making a breakthrough for women in business that will not just take them to another level, but taking them to the highest level, healing your way to a seven-figure business. My guest is business mentor and author of Black Woman Millionaire, A Revolutionary Act That Defies the Impossible, Dr. Venus Opal Reese. If you have a question or if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Byron, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Byron. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much, Harold. First of all, I want to congratulate you for hosting the Daily Drum. I've been following it almost every day on my drive to and fro. And I must say you have very educational, informative topics, and it's enlightening.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes. And I love the way you host it. You're very eloquent. You steer the conversation so eloquently that I have to watch it. I have to listen to it.
Well, thank you. It's a group effort here. It's a total team effort. What do you have to say to Dr. Venus?
To Dr. Venus, I want to congratulate her. I think that what she has done is monumental. I want to encourage her to keep hope, because she is hope. She's a beacon of light for all of the young girls coming up now in the Black community who have lost hope. You know, when you lose hope, that's the last threshold of life that you have left. And Dr. Venus has clearly shown that there is a way out of the darkness. And what I would like to do, if I got her to Black Woman Millionaire, I would try to reach out to her, because I'm trying to start a nonprofit, and I could
Byron, I'm going to have your connection, or I think you're outside and the wind is bad, but we did get the gist of your question. Briefly, give him some advice as it relates to starting a nonprofit under the same kind of tutelage that you're suggesting for some of the Black women.
Okay, so starting a nonprofit, I'm going to tell you what I do with my clients, and it may not be what you think. I think you should start a movement first. Start a movement. Actually get people inspired about the idea, so you have a tribe to pull from for volunteers, for funding, for the board, before you do this. If you go and try to create any business, whether it's a nonprofit or for-profit, without working capital, you're going to pull it out of your own pocket. It means you'll use your 401k, you'll end up having to work double shifts. What you want to do first is get the following, so that the following can support you as you build without debt.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Byron, for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joe, calling from Columbia. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, my question is, I wanted to know me being a young Black man trying to start his own business and get going, it's been kind of an uphill because there's no one really in the genre of business that I'm doing. And I wanted to know what helped What helped her break through? Like, what or who helped her, like, really break through in terms of getting started, you know, getting her bending on ground, like getting it up and going and getting it running.
It's a great question.
I'm having a difficult time getting mine up and going the way I want it to.
Okay, great. Okay,
thanks. Go right ahead, Doc.
I have what I call my triple A's, okay? You have to have an angel, an advocate, and an ambassador. These are people who are already successful in some way, shape, or form, and they believe in you. They love you. They can see you. They hear you. You need to find people in your world, and it doesn't have to be blood, okay? The people who loved on me were teachers. It was a family, okay? So that they can actually support you and being able to, if you're working, transition from your day job to be an entrepreneur full time, or they can give you access to resources, or you can just start investing. Like, one of the things I had to do was start investing in myself heavily to learn how to monetize. It's not an automatic, specifically if you're a black woman and or person who's used to giving. We give stuff away for free, and then we wonder why our money's not working. Well, you can't give, you have to learn how to invest in yourself so that you get the knowledge that you can use for a lifetime.
Well said. Joe, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before I take another phone call, you spoke earlier about transforming your pain into success.
Mm-hmm.
Does it always have to be pain?
It's interesting. I think for me, it's yes, but let me explain. It doesn't have to be painful, right? The pain I experience.
No, but what I'm saying is, everyone has unpleasant experiences,
right?
But do you have to draw on your pain in order to be successful?
I don't know. I wouldn't, because the question is to be successful. That's not the same as generating money. Okay, success and money don't necessarily, they're not necessarily in the same house. Okay, so you don't have to do anything to be successful. I mean, you don't have to be in pain to be successful. But I will say this, when people buy, they don't buy from their heads, they buy from their hearts. It's an emotional choice. Then we justify it with our heads. Whether we bought a big car or a big house or we bought a new purse, we spend first. And then we explain to ourselves, oh, let me tell you why this is a good idea. Let me say why this was a good thing to do and a good investment. So if you know that human beings connect through emotion, if you get a group of women together, what's going to happen is we're going to complain. We'll complain about our bodies, our thighs, our hair. We'll complain about our loves. We'll complain about our, that's how we bond. That's how women as a social being, we bond over a common pain. Now, we don't call it pain. We call it telling it like it is, right? But if you understand that about people, specifically women, then it's just logical to understand that if you want them to buy from you, they have to buy into you. And in order for them to buy into you, you have to be willing to tell your story in a particular way so they can see themselves in it. And if they can do that, then they'll give themselves the internal permission because they know, like, and trust you. So it's a particular methodology. My methodology is only one way. You know, if you ask me to do a government contract or a bid, I suck. But when it comes to storytelling, and really in a lot of ways, in street parlance, Pip and Pain, I got you.
Hmm. Jewel, calling from Fort Lauderdale. Thanks for calling, Jewel. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Venus. I have a question about business coaching.
Okay.
In these internet streets, everybody's a coach. Everybody's a business coach.
I love the business. I love the internet streets. I love you for that.
How do you know when you've chosen the right business coach, or if in fact you yourself are coachable?
That's a beautiful question. That is a delicious question. So there's a couple of things. I think there's a difference between a coach, a mentor, an advisor, a counselor. I have distinctions in terms of that. But to use the broad term coach, I believe that if you're going to invest with someone, first date them. Get their free stuff first. Check it out. See if it works. Okay. You can always get their free stuff before you invest in one of their programs. Invest at their low end, less than $1,000 or less than $2,000. Do it with your full heart. If it works, then you consider, you know, going from dating to like getting engaged. That is how I recommend. And I also think you should also model people who made money the way you want to make money. There are a lot of ways to monetize. I'm not going to guilt you into it. I'm not going to make you do it. I don't want your money. Not all money is good money if it's not from a pure space. So you want to watch people and see how they walk their talk. Do they walk it? If they don't, then don't trust that. But it's kind of like dating. You have to date people, you know, low grade. Like go take a couple of coaches to lunch virtually and see if they resonate. And if they don't move on it. Now, if you're coachable or not, this is how you know if you're not coachable. If you pay somebody, an expert, and you don't do what they ask you to do, you're not coachable. And you can look at your own life and see. If you have people who are experts and know more than you do about a particular topic and you don't do it, that means you're more committed to being right than being rich.
Well said. Jewel, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What kind of mistakes do black women make when it comes to money mm-hmm. in their business? Is there a mindset related to that that is the wrong mindset?
Well, the truth is I don't really know about mindsets because I don't traffic in mindsets. I traffic in survival. See, mindset implies that you have, it implies willpower, that you could change your mindset. If you have enough mantras, enough prayers, enough affirmations, I think I can. You know, if at some point you'll change the behavior, except let your feelings get hurt. Feel talked down to. Have someone you love upset you, and that behavior that undermines your money comes roaring to the surface.
So what behavior might that be?
Oh, withholding yourself, getting mad, getting angry, walking out, not taking the call, or telling somebody off, or leaving, or blaming, or yelling, or punishing. Whatever behavior that really is the lower vibration thing, we undermine our money with our behaviors. If you are trying to be a good daughter to your mom and you don't even like her, but you still fund her, and then you can blame her and say, I gave my life to you. That is a behavior. And that behavior can be changed, but it's rooted in survival. But most times we work on the wrong thing. We're working on our mindset. We're not contending with the physiological condition that arises when we're threatened. When you are threatened, you will either flee, freeze, or fight. The chemicals get released in your brain and they will tell you, get out of harm's way. That is what we're dealing with when it comes to monetizing, manifesting money, because most of us are so used to doing something, we're not used to letting something arise.
Would you talk about, as the book suggests, black woman millionaire? Well, what are black women doing or not doing that white women are or are not doing?
I don't know. I don't study white women. I don't know them like that. I've never been that interested. And when I did my research at Stanford, I focused on African slavery and cultural traumas.
Well, suffice it to say, there are quite a few white women walking around Stanford.
Yeah, but that's not my point. That's not my interest.
But with that said, so is this the black woman millionaire, or could this apply to any woman?
It can apply to any person if they're willing to heal.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Every person has pain and every woman has a walk. I'm very clear that every culture has its relationship to its women and their money. If we went to a Jewish woman, let me tell you the story. I'm not going to talk about Jewish. Me and my wife, Lisa, she's the president of the company. I'm the CEO, and Lisa's the best part of me.
I saw that. Lisa and I, we've been friends from way back. Hey, Lisa.
So clear. So clear. She takes the boys. And we went to Costa Rica to go to this spiritual wealth retreat. And when we were there, it was this woman who was leading, but she kept deferring to these people in the room, and it was frustrating me. And she wouldn't claim her power, white woman. I'm like, what's the problem? This went on for 3 days, and I lost. I'm training myself. Y'all, I'm on my best behavior. I'm doing my best. I'm so good. My publisher would be like, yes, she didn't drop the F-bomb. So I'm mindful. If you ever see me sip, that's me.
Yeah, but see, you're already in Costa Rica, so you were already out of your heels and earrings. So it wasn't a big leap.
Well, it wasn't at all. Well, at some point, we had a big upset. And this is what she said to me. She said, it turns out that she was German.
Okay.
And the people she was deferring to were Jewish.
I see.
They look white to me, but they had a distinction that I had no
cultural distinction.
It was amazing. Yeah. I didn't even know. I said, well, what's the problem? She said, I don't want to abuse my power the way my people have abused their power.
I see.
And so that's when I realized that the methodology still worked on anybody who's willing to do the healing. And we got it all resolved. And I actually was able to support them and actually get that resolved and, you know, going back to wealth. But the work was, look, I put black women first, but first does not mean alone. Okay. We have to have allies. We have to have people who walk with us and witness. And I have black men who love us, who show up, not the ones who are still mad at their mamas, because they won't hear me. What they'll hear is someone talking. They'll hear me as if I'm the enemy, not because I'm the enemy, but because my job is to shine light on that which is holding you back. And a lot of times, because of the historical wounds between black men and white, black men and black women, we have two survivals talking to each other, and that doesn't work.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more of this discussion with Dr. Venus Opal Reese. Also, lines are open still if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. It is on a day like this that I really wish you all were in the studio. You know, all 250,000 of you listening right now or more, because I'm here with Dr. Venus Opal Reese. We're talking about taking women who are in business for themselves, not just to another level, but to the top level, healing your way to a seven-figure business. She's going to be in Baltimore, giving a day-long presentation, signing books, the whole bit. She's going to be at the Marriott. If you want some information about it, you can find all of that online at theblackwomanmillionaire.com/tour. So you can check that out. And she's from Baltimore. She doesn't live there anymore. But it's a homecoming.
Exactly. I came home, y'all. I came home.
Yeah. Let me go back to the phone lines. RJ calling from VA, from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Fisher, I appreciate you accepting my call.
Sure thing.
Dr. Venus, let me explain something to you real quick. I'm 61 years old. I have three daughters, 20, 24, and 32. And my God, I wish, but I'm unable to come to the harbor tomorrow to actually see you guys. But nevertheless, you have filled my jewelry box up.
Mm.
Well, not up completely, but you have put some real jewels in my box.
Thank you.
And at the tender age of 61, believe me when I tell you, it never, ever ends to learn. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. I listened to you a little bit earlier on another outlet, but it didn't give you the justice that you needed, as you have with Mr. Fisher.
Thank you.
You really laid it out, and just to let you know, I got your support. I support you 150%, and we do appreciate the things that you do.
Thank you.
Well, RJ, thank you so much for listening, and I appreciate the compliment. I'm sure Dr. Venus does as well. So thank you so much. And you still have an opportunity to change your schedule so that you and or your daughters can go to Baltimore. So hopefully you can work that out. But again, thank you so much. And you're at the Hilton.
Oh, yes, the Hilton.
And not the Marriott.
Okay, oops.
Our friend Lisa.
Oh, yeah, you mean my boss?
Your boss and my friend.
Yes.
Said that you're at the Hilton. But I'm sure it's at the Baltimore Convention Center, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
But with that said, that information will be, it's on your website.
It's on the website.
Yeah.
And if you miss Baltimore, there are other stops. You can just get on a plane. I always think if you're committed to winning, then you go to where you need to go to get the training. Mm-hmm. So it's always a possibility.
What was it like in your head when you made your first million, when your bank account went from 6 to 7 figures?
It was interesting. I saw the payment come through on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. Because I was tracking, right? And I was at a stoplight in the car. And so you only got a certain amount of minutes. And when I saw it, my body got cold. It got hot. And I realized that I had what I call a state change, going from water to ice or simmer to a boil or speak parlance from cocaine to crack. I didn't realize how much it would mean to me to know myself as a millionaire. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know how to work. I knew that, but I didn't know that the world would say yes.
So what was the change?
Well, the change is internal. I went from relating to myself as someone who has to make it happen. And I started to relate to myself as if it was already done.
Mm-hmm. I see. Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What's the difference between self-esteem money and self-worth money?
Okay. Self-esteem money is based on a psychological term. And that psychological term is self-esteem, which means an internal evaluation of yourself based on your feelings, thoughts, emotions, and even lived experiences, Harold. So if you are in love and you have, and you and your love are in good standing, you're excited, you're happy, and you go make the sales call. You go network. You know, you get up, you do your thing. You fast forward a week to you and your love have a knockdown, drag out fight. You don't want to get out of bed. You want to eat the Twinkie, eat the donuts, drink some wine, call your mama.
If it's in the bed, you do want to get out of bed.
Well, not if y'all had a fight.
Yeah, you want to get out of bed because you, so, yeah.
I'll take it. Either way you go, it's dependent upon, you know, he had to go there, folks. I'm trying to be on my best behavior, but if he keeps it up, all the streets will come out my face. Yeah. So the point of it is whether it's pleasant or not, it's all based on how you feel, Harold, okay? And so self-worth money is not based on an internal evaluation. It's based on valuation. Valuation is a finance term, and it simply means the external assessment of a asset for a community, group, or market. It's not dependent upon how you feel. So when we got our first mistake, we just bought our first $1 million house not too long ago, and the property value of that house was determined by the market, not my feelings. Mm-hmm. Same thing with our car. So, or our cars. My point is that when you figure out or you're willing to take on, how do you turn yourself into an asset to a community, group, or market? That's when the lid comes off of your money, because it's not dependent upon how you feel, is what the market will buy from you based on your lived experience.
I would say, and I'll ask if you agree, you are a type A personality, yes?
I don't know. I never took a test.
Okay, for argument's sake.
Okay.
Obviously, high energy. Mm. Yeah. No? I've seen you dance.
Fine. I'm so high energy.
Right,
oh, my God.
There
yes.
You go.
I will take that. I will let you have that one, Harold.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
If not type A, at least high energy, certainly assertive and very confident. Can this work for a woman who is not high energy? I'm not talking about low energy.
No, I understand.
But I'm talking about someone who, as my mother would say, the voice never raises above middle C.
Absolutely. My wife is an introvert and she runs the company. Mm-hmm. Right? So she's, I just ate the microphone, y'all. I just ate it. So it doesn't require that you have to be, you know, boisterous, loud, outgoing. What you have to be is authentic. That's the thing that matters. So I have clients who are quiet. I have clients who are, you know, they're just, you know, they're very, very reserved. That may be the better word. They're not as self-expressed, but when they speak their truth, their tribe, the people for whom they are the answer to their prayers, they hear them. They won't hear me because I'm too brassy. So you don't have to be, if you're willing to be yourself and open your heart and let people in, 100% of the right people will say yes.
For those who have been in business for a while, or those who have and have not, they're still in there, but they're not doing well, or even those who have failed, what's your advice for them?
I would invite them to look to see what are they being right about. A lot of times, I'm speaking specifically about black women, even though it applies to anyone who's willing to do the work. A lot of times, black women, we're very vested in being right about what we think. And we don't trust necessarily. And again, these are broad strokes. I'm not saying black woman is this way. I'm not saying everybody. I'm not doing all that. What I'm pointing to is there's a series of social behaviors that have been passed down generationally that we take as cultural traits. Being strong is a survival strategy. It is not your personality type. But you don't know that because no one's taught us that. So even though we're strong, sometimes we won't even ask for support. And then we wonder why our business fails. You can't be a $1 million business without having a seven-figure back team. And a lot of times we're like, you know what? I could do it myself. No, you can't. You can't do this by yourself. Now, you can survive on your own by yourself. You can get by in a business as a solopreneur. But if you're not willing to invest in a team, if you're not willing to invest in learning from people who know more than you, if you're not willing to humble yourself and say, I don't know, instead of trying to go behind the corner, behind the closet, try to figure it out where no one can see you because you want your pride hurt. But then you wonder why your money's not moving. Well, take the case, you're the problem.
One of the things that I've learned since doing this show and talking to entrepreneurs, specifically black women, and this is my take on it, successful, seven figures, they're working themselves to death.
Yes, because I say that is a function of the history of slavery we've inherited.
So how do they still maintain the financial success and the spiritual success without working themselves to death?
The business model they have is time intensive. See, this is the problem. This is how it looks. When I was a professor, I saw business as an institution because I came from the university, right? So when I went into business, my first thought about having my own business was what I came from. So I'm thinking, oh my God, I can't afford insurance. And I want you to know, we were on the other side of our first million before I actually trusted I could pay for insurance for my wife. Mm-hmm. But I had the money. But in my mind, the institution, like, oh my God, I can't afford insurance because I hadn't had the tools to translate that. So a lot of times the business model they have is based on what they've seen. And that means they have a lot of overhead. They're trying to get business cards, websites. They're trying to get space. They're trying to get higher employees when they don't know how to bring in cash. If you leave your J job or you start a business and you do not know how to market and sell, you will fail and you'll have to go back to that day job and feel like you're a failure. No, you're not trained. And that's the biggest reason why we struggle, is because we go in thinking that innocent arrogance, I have had it too, that we can figure it out. But that's not how money works. If you are in survival, you'll get desperate and it will chase money away. So we work harder, but working harder won't make you rich. It'll just make you tired.
I think that's a good way to end this conversation. Dr. Venus Opal-Reese, she's going to be at the Hilton at the Baltimore Convention Center. Boy, thank gosh for Lisa. I should have talked to Lisa.
You really should have.
Lisa in this conversation.
I'm just a talent at this point. Lisa is like, she like runs the world. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. Dr. Venus Opal-Reese, thank you so very much. For those of you interested in finding out about her event tomorrow, you can find it online at theblackwomanmillionaire.com/tour. Be safe. Enjoy your time while you're here at home. And we'll be talking.
Thank you so much.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, April 13th. For news director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millett Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Iron Waller and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.